Daryl Ryder joins us, brought to you by Chauvin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, where Daryl and Andy Baskin track the season episode by episode in their podcast, It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. And they have post-game drops after every single game. Friends, subscribe to the podcast now, 92.3thefan.com, on the free Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. It's sponsored locally by Smiley One and Brian, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. Tone, you got a question for Daryl.
Is it a must-win on Sunday?
Uh-oh!
I'm going to say no.
Whoa! We can lose! We can lose!
We can lose! We can lose! We can lose! We can lose!
Yes! Let's go! Win or lose, we'll have fun! Football! Guys, I want to see a good game!
Breathing room! Breathing room! Breathing room!
Tell us why, Daryl.
No trophy this year, though. Well, just looking at this schedule, they've got the Giants next week, which is a game that, frankly, they should win. A trip to Vegas, that's another game that I feel like they should win. Washington follows that. That's another game I feel they should win. So that now you're back to 3-2. Then you get into the meat of the schedule, right? Trip to Philadelphia, that'll obviously be difficult. Cincinnati, Baltimore. And then, of course, the Chargers follow that before you go into the bye week. So it would behoove them to win because the odds of making the playoffs at 0-2 obviously decrease significantly. However, just looking at the schedule, there's three very winnable games on tap after that, and they can still get themselves above 500 before they get into the meat of the schedule.
What did you find to be the biggest issue now that you've had a week to digest what happened against the Cowboys?
Well, I think the biggest issue is the offense. It's a combination, the offensive line, pre-snap penalties, protection problems. You can't have Deshaun Watson getting hit 17 times in a game and sack 6. And then it's Deshaun not making plays when there were plays to be made, taking too long to allow those plays to develop, not exploiting the pressure up front like we've seen him do in years past in his career. I mean, look, he made a living making defenses look silly and putting them on skates when they dial up the pressure, and he would get outside the tackles and either beat them with his feet or beat them with his arm down the field. We saw none of that against Dallas. So it's a combo. Offense, very concerning. A lot of red flags there. No David Njoku this week. We'll see if they can get everything fixed up in a week. But I'm a bit of a realist here. I don't know that all the problems are just magically going to go away when they go to Jacksonville.
Daryl Ryder brought to you by Chauvin Jewelers. All right, Daryl, I mean, you're right about that. Getting this offensive line fixed is another comparison here. What do you do with – is Jed Wills going to be able to play on Sunday, or should I just cross him off then?
I don't think so, because both him and Jack Conklin seem to be doing what they did last week. I'm not ruling them out. We'll obviously find out today. But, to me, during the portions that were open to us, it looked like both were taking part-time reps. They were taking reps when they were on the field, but part-time reps. Mm. So I'm not convinced enough to sit here and tell fans to expect one or both on the field Sunday.
So James Hudson there, I would imagine.
Yeah,
the rest of the offensive line. Joel had a sketchy game. DeJuan Jones was really good against Micah Parsons, but everybody else who lined up over him, he seemed to struggle a little bit with him. Yeah, how do you get this offensive line in sync with James Hudson over there as your swing tackle?
Yeah, and Joel told us yesterday that the elbow got banged up a little bit, so there's a chance he might be wearing a brace on Sunday to help that out. DeJuan Jones just has to be in it mentally, right? Because the false starts and the illegal formation penalties, those things can be fixed. That's fixable stuff. So if he can fix that, I think he'll be okay. And it'll certainly help the offense exponentially because you're not doing first and 15 all the time. And the pre-snap penalties certainly did not help them against Dallas, because they just it just felt like in that first half they were playing behind the sticks the whole afternoon there. So if they can fix the pre-snap stuff, I think that goes a long way into making life better for Deshaun and the offense.
Well, Daryl, can I also look at this? A lot of people, I know Mina Kimes had specified it, that quarterback play throughout the first week in a game is down, really down. Dak Prescott, I tell you, I know he didn't have to do too much. I thought the right. Browns did a decent job against Dak Prescott.
They did. Look, I think I said this with you guys on Monday, so I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but if you would have told me going into that Dallas game that Dak Prescott would not throw for 200 yards and he would throw just one touchdown, I would have told you the Browns are going to run the Cowboys out of the building.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen, right? Trevor Lawrence last week, he didn't throw, I think it was
160 yards?
Yeah, 160 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
12 of 21 passing. Didn't light it up in week one. Yeah, it kind of feels like, because now teams are not resting, but they're protecting their players in the preseason, these guys aren't getting the work that they need, in my view. And I'm not criticizing it, because I get why Deshaun didn't play in the preseason. I get why teams don't want to put their starting quarterback on the field in the preseason, or do it in a very minimal fashion. But I kind of feel like that September is the just kind of get the engine running month. And then when we get into October, that's when you see these quarterbacks start to take off. Except if your name is Patrick Mahomes.
Well, of course. I'm sorry. I kept trying to cut you off there, Daryl. I was just trying to jump right in, because I know we don't always have the greatest amount of time in the world. Should I give – I don't want to sit there and make excuses. I'm Mr. No Excuses now.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you realize that.
I did not get that memo.
Oh, no. I'm tough-talking Ken in 2024, man. No excuses.
Okay, all right.
None.
I like it.
And I won't use the R word for Deshaun Watson. But should that give me a little bit more – should I be a little more patient with Deshaun Watson because of the other quarterbacks as well?
Well, I'm actually trying to be more patient with Deshaun. He certainly made that more difficult this week to be patient with him. I had said all along, I expected this offense to start slow. My thing with Deshaun from a football standpoint right now is I need to start seeing it. I need to start at some point seeing some elite quarterback play. So I'd like to see him play better this week, show that things are coming around. And as we go into subsequent weeks here, it's got to get better and better and better. Now, every once in a while, yeah, you're going to have a flat tire. I totally get that. But I need to see this guy show me he's worth the headache that he is, and he's worth the contract that he's getting. So, tough-talking Daryl will be back in a few weeks.
He's not worth the contract that he's getting. I'm trying to just maximize whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, that's not a shot at you. I'm just trying to maximize whatever quarterback is there still. The days of 2020 to me are gone.
You have to, Ken.
Yeah.
This is the window of contention right now. The reason the Browns made that trade, okay, because they had a roster ready to win, and the missing link was the quarterback to get them over the top, right? Baker was good, but not good enough in their eyes. So they needed a top-tier quarterback to put them in contention to compete for Super Bowls. And this is why, fair or not, I hold him to the standard I do when it comes to football. That they didn't make this trade just so the Browns can make the playoffs. It's, and I've said this too, it's the Donovan Mitchell principle. Mitchell would say, has been saying, you know, during the going leading into the playoffs and then during the playoffs last year, they didn't make that trade just for me to get this team to the playoffs. Okay? Same thing with Deshaun. They didn't make that trade with, okay, just get us to the playoffs a couple times. No, they made that trade because they believed that he is the player that not only can get them to the playoffs, but can position them to do what, frankly, they've never really done, well, at least since the late 80s, and that is compete to get to a Super Bowl and then hopefully get there and win the thing. That's why they made that trade. That's why they gave up the 6 picks. That's why they gave him the big contract. So that's why I'm... again, giving them a little latitude early to get things going here. But I really need to see some elite quarterback play from him this year, because if we don't see that, Ken, I kind of feel like for them to achieve those goals, they're really climbing up the mountain, regardless of the vast amount of talent they have on this roster.
Daryl, we always wonder when off-the-field stuff happens, if it's a distraction. You got a chance to talk to the players this week. You got a chance to put a microphone in front of some of them. What did you think of their reactions to the Watson questions?
Well, you know, the player, his teammates are concerned about between the white lines. And from the football business aspect of things, Anthony, everybody right now is saying the right things, right? Everyone's saying, including Deshaun himself, that he is focused on football. He is dialed in. He's ready to go Sunday. Teammates are saying the same thing. He's focused on football. They're focused on football. They're not worried about what's going on off the field. But we have to remember, these are human beings too, and things in life affect people, right? I have to feel like that last weekend, Deshaun was affected by the passing of his father on Friday, the passing of his teammate, his college teammate and friend on Saturday. That had to affect him in some ways. So, you know, these are human beings we're dealing with here. It's easy to say, oh yeah, nothing affects us, we're focused on football. But let's be very realistic about it. I'm sure that behind the scenes, there is an effect somewhere, somehow. Hopefully, it doesn't show on the field Sunday in Jacksonville.
David Bell back on the active roster. Are we headed towards the Pro Bowl again?
Can Carmen win?
Let's go, baby. Let's get a win.
Fire up the Michael Stanley, Ken.
For David Bell, huh? That's how... We're at the bottom of the barrel. You can't say it's a not a must win, and then we're playing the Michael Stanley for David Bell coming back. Don't even start with me, Daryl.
Hey, you're the one that brought up David Bell in Pro Bowls.
Real quick, I was writing something down for actually the Sharps and Vermillion. Real quick, because I want to remind myself for later. Did you ask him about Miles and Za'Darius Smith?
No.
All right, sorry, Daryl. Miles, Za'Darius Smith. Anything to be concerned about?
Well, until we get a little more clarity today, I'm always going to be concerned anytime guys pop up with a DNP on Thursday due to injury. So I was told about Miles that it's not that big of a deal, but we'll see today.
Don't scare me like that.
I'm not trying to scare you. I'm giving you a real answer. Well, I will get a better view of it today when they give us the game status reports, or actually we go out to practice and we see if either one or both of them are or are not on the practice field today.
Do you have an eye on that Buffalo running game without Ken Dorsey and the lack thereof right now with our Cleveland Browns?
Not really, because this is a passing heavy offense to begin with.
A problem? Should we be running the ball more to take care of Deshaun Watson more so he sees fewer ghosts during this spooky season?
I just checked the roster and I don't see Nick Chubb active. So I'm
well. Eventually, we're gonna have to run the ball without Nick Chubb.
I hear you.
I'm not ripping you. I
hear you, Ken. I think it's a little too. The circumstances didn't dictate them running the football on Sunday. Again, getting behind the chains, falling behind on the scoreboard. Tough to stick to the run game there. You know, Jerome Ford punched in that late touchdown. But yeah, I get the question. I'm not dismissive of it, but style of offense they're running combined with the circumstances in the Cowboys game, I'm not going to get too nervous about the run game right now. It's when I'm going to get nervous about the run game, Ken, is when it's 3rd-and-2 and they run it and they can't get the first down. Then I'm going to get nervous about the run game.
All right, Daryl, thank you very much for the time.
Clearly, I did not make you feel better with that answer.
You never make me feel better about anything.
Well, that's good to know.
No, I'm kidding. You're a good guy, Daryl. I didn't mean it like that. You know what I meant.
I know what you meant.
It's just I always want you to talk me down from a ledge.
I know, and I'm probably the last person to look to talk you down from the ledge.
Well, you're an excitable boy, Daryl. You are. Daryl, thank you very much for the time. All the best.
Enjoy the football weekend, guys.